Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Before we get into this week's episode, which will be the podcast version of the 420 Mega Sesh, if while you're listening to this, you decide, I'd rather watch this on video, or I want to support Gabrus and his friends and the Last Prisoner Project even more, let me throw a few bucks and rent this on live stream. It's still available as this episode drops. It'll be available through this weekend. And I just want you to know to buy that. It is at 420.gabrus.com. That's 420.gabrus.com. If you want to scope out the live, the video, the Dynasty Typewriter show, the 420 Mega Sesh, recorded live Saturday, 420 at 7:30 p.m. All right. Thanks, shitheads. Now here's the episode for free.
Who's ready to get this 420 show rocking? Oh, shit. I bet I was supposed to have a theme song to play. Stoner shit. I don't have a theme song to play. So you know what? Just play that song in your head. Are you hearing it? Hum it out loud. Give it up right now for the... Yeah, that's right.
What's up, shitheads? Yeah. Do it, Rockapella! Imagine, I don't even know my song well enough because I can't listen to the fucking podcast. I couldn't even freestyle the beats. That's embarrassing. I've been doing this for way too long. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to a very special episode of High and Mighty live at the Dynasty Typewriter, because it's the third annual High and Mighty 420 Mega Sesh! Hosted by your boy, the number one fuck boy! Yeah! Yeah, there it is! Standing 6'2". 308 pounds, he's on his way up. His wife made chicken cutlets last night from the South Shore of Nassau County, Long Island. It's John Gabrus. All you gotta do is trust me. Jackson, Maine, you came to the live show. How are you still part of this bit? Abortion is healthcare. That's why you're still part of this bit. Who abandoned Snoopy in the vestibule? And I promised myself I'd work on that impression, but I didn't. Not joining me tonight is my nearly silent co-host, because he is, as you know, deaf, blind, and old, and this would be a bad place for him to be. But I am joined by a not silent human co-host tonight. My engineer, my producer, you know her, you love her, it's engineer Emma Heartbreak Triple E!
What's up, shithead?
Triple fucking E in the house. Holy shit, it's the 420 Mega Sesh, people. It's really happening. I think I forgot a bunch of stuff that's part of this. But here we are, starting the mega session to switch mics. Watch this. Fuck the professionalism. All right, I fucking did it, fam. Now I'm hands-free. I'm ready to rip, quite literally. Guys, happy 420. I truly can't believe you guys all came. This is crazy. You guys are fucking sketch balls, and I love it. It's like, what are you doing Saturday night? It's like, oh, I'm spending time with my family. What about you? Oh, I'm driving to the last scary neighborhood in Los Angeles and gonna smoke a shit ton of weed and watch people cough. But I'm not gonna fucking undersell myself. You guys came here, you paid, so we're gonna give you a fucking hell of a show. That's not some shit I'm gonna try and do by myself. I'm smart. I'm not gonna do all the work. I'm gonna sit here and smoke a lot of weed while some of my funniest stoner friends join me on stage. So to kick off the mega sesh, put your fucking hands together for Ashley Ray, John Gemberling, and Ron Funches! Now, of course, it's a 420 show, so they're deep in the green room smoking weed. Take your time, the long journey out. Grab a seat wherever. Ashley, your stuff's all here if you want to plop down next to me, babe.
That really snuck up on both of us.
Yeah, it really snuck. I think it really snuck up on Gemberling.
He went into the bathroom.
He went to the bathroom when we started this?
We got time.
All right, Gemberling's dropping heat. Let's be honored that he did it back there, folks. Yeah, then you didn't wash your hands?
No.
That's what Besser just shouted. Besser,
I know that's what he... Can we all agree to just ignore him tonight?
Finally. I'm going to be ignoring most of you guys because I'm going to be on my Athletic Greens promo code Mighty. I got a bunch of free weed from different companies. I'm like, what other free shit do I have? I'm like, I have a ton of green powder we can fucking drink.
It's green.
Holy shit, I already spilled my drink. Funches, woo! Can I help you with anything? Do you want a joint? Do you want a pre-roll? You want a bong?
Yeah, I love this guy. This decanter.
Yeah, that Emma, do you want to tell us a little bit about your glass piece
that's
here?
That's my baby right there.
Oh, okay, you sound so proud.
I am. She's beautiful. Look at her. I cleaned her today, so she looks extra beautiful.
The worst part about being a pothead.
Yeah, cleaning your pieces.
Yeah, you either got to do it daily or just you got to be like, it's just never happening.
I'm just okay with smoking mold.
Yeah.
Emma, did you name her?
You know, she doesn't have a name, so if we want to come up with one, I'm open.
Oh, okay. I feel like I can't because of the patriarchy. Someone else will have to name this.
That means you can do it.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it still exists.
Bitch. Yeah.
Patriarchy's ripping.
But I mean, it looks like a princess. It looks like a...
Yeah, it feels very like Jasmine-esque. Now, am I being racist and misogynistic?
That's a great name.
Yeah, because it's very like...
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I can't complain because of the premise of the show if people do that. But don't. It's a professional fucking show, right, Gemberling?
That bong looks like a high-class whore.
You say that about everything I bring home.
Not everything.
She seems strong but inelegant. I feel, and to me, she's just from the decanter look black as well.
I was, yeah, now I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, her name is Ernestine.
I like Ernestine.
That's my great aunt's name.
Is it really?
That is really my great aunt's name, Ernestine.
Yeah, because she's black.
Exactly.
All right, well, and it's an E name like Emma,
it
so
works.
Like that.
And it
Ernestine.
Looks like a piece your great aunt would have.
Yes, absolutely.
In her house?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She Ernestine.
Fucking Jasmine. Sorry, that four women named Ernestine, like 80-year-old black women, come up and are so hyped.
It's so happy.
Ripping it and stuff. What
can
would you
I see that? Can I see it?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to see it?
Well, you're asking me to weigh in on it, but I haven't.
Did we? Pretty much wrapped it up.
Oh, yeah. It felt like it's been decided.
You really gotta get through this whole bit.
I thought we ended it, but yeah, you got a rip over there, brother.
I mean.
Oh, excuse me. I also have this. I got this.
Food. I bring out the ones I'm gonna give to people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yes.
Ashley brought glass, too. She class and glass.
Whoa.
This is
I know
kind of broken.
Wait, I know what this is. Wait, no, this is mine, actually.
You can keep that part.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. How did you get this? Oh, we left this on the chair.
Yeah. I found it backstage. Absolutely. And then we have this nice little red one here.
Ooh. These are very, I like that. You could feel like those would be on the shelf in like a nautical themed restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, you know, you ever see those booze bottles at a restaurant where you're like, whoever orders this thing?
Yeah, this
5 foot
right
tall
here.
Skeleton arm or whatever.
I also feel like this one looks like a pineapple and that's like a swinger thing. So that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Tell your friends
so,
something.
So wait, do we have anyone who will openly cop to being in the community? If so, you can leave here.
You
with
can get it right now.
You can win this right
if
now.
If you stand up if and say, I am say a your, swinger.
Yeah, we will not say your name on this podcast and live stream, but if you cop to being a swinger, if anyone is willing to volunteer, you can get a free bomb.
Right now.
Now you had no idea what this show was, did you?
Who's a swinger?
What
Who's
about
swinger?
You, weird old guy with four 30-year-old weird women sitting near you?
Yeah. I sort of saw a hand flutter up over here.
I think someone just came out as a swinger to their date. They were like, I know we're here. This is a weird first. Has anyone here?
No, let this grow. I like to get this party started.
any swingers?
Doesn't it turn you on thinking about it? Multiple people swinging? Like, it would be so hard. It would be so hard to do it successfully, but isn't it sexy to think about it?
We talk someone into being a swinger so we can give them a bong. He like shows up and he's like, when do we fuck your wife? I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's a comedy bit. I have to pepper spray someone for the first time in my life. I'm on the giving end of some pepper spray.
Fuck this green powder and get out of here.
Can you pass Ernestine? I'm going to
we need
spark
Ernestine.
It up.
Ernestine.
We have some cannabonics on behalf, thanks to, I'm supposed to remember all this, Artistry. Thank you, Artistry.
Love Artistry.
I got my sponsors list right here.
There it is.
Yes, I'm a 42-year-old man. I'm a podcaster. This is also a naked grab for free weed, okay? And I wanted to give it to my friends. And you guys will get some swag as well. As long as you cop to being a swinger.
You have to say you're a
swinger. Or you can make the top of this disappear. You cannot win both, okay?
Nobody in here has had multiple couples. Like a threesome. There's a threesome, not a whole relationship.
I would even say.
We got a woo?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. All right. I just want to
come on up into the light and grab your bomb.
I would even take a polycule.
Dating a married couple count?
Yes. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine joining a married couple.
Then yes.
No. All fuck right. Yeah.
Here we go. Now we're there getting going.
I'm
glad that we got to this point.
Yeah, as someone who has dated many married couples, I'm proud to pass this along.
Wow.
Ooh.
First gift of the
night. It's better that it was drawn out like that.
Yeah. It was. We teased it, but it got there.
I like that she was caught up on technicality. She was like,
she's just
like, I dabble,
here.
But I don't want
torturing
people to
torturing herself.
Definitely had a friend nudging her, and she's like, not technically. Like, I don't know. I told you, it's not like, technically.
Does it count if they're siblings?
We should hammer out all what counts and doesn't count anyway. True. We might as well.
We should have got to that's
what if they're doing a podcast together?
Doesn't count.
That's our.
Doesn't
now we're count. Pitching something very specific to the crowd. Well, guys, we're not going to just get high and fuck around, okay? Tonight we intend to learn some things.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I just go into a long run talk about vaccines.
Yeah. I think you promised me it was just smoking weed and fucking around.
You'll see what I mean by learning, folks. Besides my wife, the person I probably smoke the most amount of weed in my life with is my former improv teacher and current friend. And he's here to tell us about weed was like in the before times.
Wow.
What weed was like back in the day. Ooh. The old head perspective. Put your hands together from Improv for Humans, it's Matt Besser!
Swing it!
Woo, woo, woo!
Does this work? There we go. How you swingers doing?
We're swinging. Swinging.
We're swinging.
Wow, that intro made me sound old. I'll take that. Hey, pack a bong and send it to me. Has anyone smoked one?
No, no. We're getting it fired up. Here, I got you.
Fire it up.
Fire it up, bro. Oh, here's your CBX, dude. Yeah. Ooh, this is so Besser.
Why is that so tall? Ooh,
thank you.
It's a bunch of pre-rolls.
I see. Yeah.
Guys, I want to talk about when you have high-level stoners all together like this. I go, oh, Besser would like the Cannabotics. That's one of his favorite strains. Mm-hmm. I go to grab it. Funch just quietly taps my hand and presents that pre-ground for us. Like, that was all, like, that's when you see, fucking the little white guy in the in the bear fucking, screaming and moving around.
Yeah. It was that's a no-look, no-look assist.
Yeah, Magic Johnson me, the good guy.
I felt it. I didn't even know if you were going to bring it up. I felt it, too.
I felt like we were in a flow state.
Yeah.
I don't play many sports anymore, but I felt like I was in a flow state for a moment there. I was on one.
Yesterday, my wife, Andrea, asked me to get the hot chocolate sauce out of the fridge so we could heat it up. I was already putting it down next to her.
Whoa.
That's love.
That's a man right there. That's a man.
And we're open for any combination.
That'd be such a weird way to, like, get a babysitter. We're looking for, like, a girlfriend / babysitter.
Babysitter. You could do our shopping.
Watch the kids while they watch us.
You groan in your
bubble, but it's exciting.
You just want them to admit it's exciting. That's all.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
Besser,
you want me to take you back?
Yeah, take us back.
Okay, let's go back to the 1980s before you guys were born. I started smoking in 1986, my freshman year of college. What's so goddamn funny about that?
Because I think, like, he's
just
thinking...
saying 86 in college was funny to you?
He's thinking he was four.
No, just saying it. It's just so funny that it's like this important date.
To me, it was very important. Milestone.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay, but this, I was going to tell you what weed was like back then. Because it didn't have fancy, great, funny names, right? You'd hear about Maui Wowie and Acapulco Gold as just this myth, but you'd never actually smoke it. It was just something in books or you'd hear about in songs.
I knew Acapulco Gold from the DARE officer who gave a speech in seventh grade at our school. We talked about it. No one is offering this on the playground.
But there's basically three types of weed. There was, and it was just called weed and pot. Okay, if someone said cannabis, you'd go, who is this pretentious motherfucker?
This fucking narc.
Yeah. And if you said sativa or indica, that still just meant weed. It had no association with high or low or anything like that. You just go, oh, yeah, whatever, weed, pot. And when you'd get it...
Did it have a UPC code?
No, man. No, you'd have to figure out shit on your own. And it wasn't in fucking grams. Then, you know, gram was for coke, right? It was just eights and quarters. And if you had a half ounce, you were a rich motherfucker, and you were a dealer at that point if you had a half ounce. So you'd get an eighth or dime bags. You'd have nickel bags and dime bags. But really in college, it was about eighths. And when you'd get it, it was either what was basically called dirt weed. That was just, there were no buds. And you'd get it, and there's also this thing called vinyl record albums that we don't have anymore.
Someone here has full sleeves and has vinyl.
Oh, yeah, they're back. I got a room full of them.
You know, we don't have them anymore
because
you dumped weed and coke all over them.
Coke was on the mirror. So yeah, you'd get the album, you'd put the weed on it because you had to separate all the fucking stems and seeds.
I remember seeds.
Yes. There were so many. That yes. You'd, by the time. But also, if you have seeds in your weed's not good anymore. Mm-hmm. It's losing THC, but we didn't know that. But you knew it was taking up weight of the eighth. And by the time you'd cleared all your fucking stems and seeds, sometimes there was nothing left. You're just like, where's the weed at? And then you'd smoke it, and you'd get a headache, and you'd wonder to yourself, if I'd smoked some just dried tomato plant leaves, would I have gotten that exact same high? So there was dirt weed, and then there was what was called Mexican weed, because it was packed. It was packed really hard together like a brick. So the theory was, since it was in a brick, it must have come over a border at some point. So whether it was true or not, that's what it was called. And that was even nastier than the dirt weed. It was like breaking apart a fucking nasty fucking rock
it was
and smoking
like,
it.
It was like hand-pressed hash or something like that.
But
that
it
point?
Wasn't hash. That no. makes it sound powerful. It was more like smashing newspaper and weed in the bottom of a coffee grinder altogether.
Yeah. Just like packing it tight and wrapping it in plastic. And they still have this in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. That makes me sad.
Poor parts of the country still have this.
Well, I was going
to
say.
I'm so happy to be a coastal elite when I hear shit
but
like
we,
that.
Yeah. We call it brick weed now.
It's brick weed?
Yeah. It's brick weed. Brick.
Yeah.
Well,
that's, I can't say yeah. Go woke, go broke.
Taco Bell got a bigger cheer than me coming on.
Have you tried their new cantina really menu?
Hey, amazing. I'm pretty good as a mixy melt. And then the third kind of weed was good weed, which was pretty much only from California or British Columbia.
And I fucking love Vancouver, right? Is that there? Yeah. Oh, no.
That sounds right. Hell yeah.
So there you go. And then I would, and then when I'd come to New York, that was a whole other level where the only place you'd get it was Washington Square Park. And that's dime bags and nickel bags. I remember the first time I went through that was or through Washington Square Park, I was really excited. I heard some guy going, tie stick, tie stick, tie stick. And that's another legendary thing you'd read about like a Hunter S. Thompson book. I was like, tie stick? I've heard a tie stick. I want some of this fucking tie stick.
I'm dying to smoke a tie stick for like the same.
Do you know what it is, though?
I do know what a real tie stick
okay,
is. I don't know
tell us what a real one is.
It's like hash and weed, no paper involved, and it's pressed and rolled and pressed and rolled until it's like a giant cigar, but it's only made from weed. Ooh, so there's like literally no paper in there, and it's super compressed.
I got a house only made woo! From weed. Yeah. Woo! So I'm walking through Washington Square Park. I got to get some. I'm like, give me some tie stick. In Washington Square Park, you can't just get the weed. They won't go, oh, give me some money. It's like, okay. You walk three blocks that way. You talk to him. You put under this rock. Then you go this way. So I did that. I finally get the thing. I look inside. I see this stuff. I'm like, this looks like bird seed. I get home to my apartment, despite my intelligence saying, this is bird seed, Matt Besser. I fucking smoked this thing. Now it tastes like bird seed and airplane glue. Because that's what it is. This guy got in a match and some airplane glue and stuck it in some bird seed and sold it to me.
Called it a tie stick. It's safer to smoke a tied stick at that point.
Yes. So that's the history of weed up to 86 to 96.
What's been your favorite innovation as a long-term, lifelong smoker? What has been your favorite innovation or favorite new thing about cannabis that has happened in your lifetime that you are upset?
Well, at some point, New York was probably the time you probably started buying weed. They would come in these little glass boxes.
The Lucite cases, like for nerdy people, like dice and containers.
and then the bike delivery, that was probably around the time of Blackberries. I don't know when it all started right there, that delivery services
that
started.
That was a highlight. That was the first time I could get delivery was when I was living in Brooklyn. and it was $80 eighths. And if you lived in the outer borough, Brooklyn, you had to order two. Do you know how frequently the improv coach slash PA had $160 cash liquid for weed? That was the most amount of resin I've ever smoked in my entire life. And I don't even know if this is good to say on the stream, but I'm going to let it rip. I used to have weed guys deliver to my house and not tell them or my downstairs neighbor who was a DEA agent.
What?
The worst DEA agent ever.
Yeah.
Supposed to work all the time. He's at home.
Right? It was a he.
Yeah. It was pre COVID, so there wasn't big WFH in the DEA. Yeah. That was a lot of letters. I got tired.
Try the alphabet.
Delivery. That's like 20 something letters, dude. Give me anxiety even trying to imagine
how
it
ends. You've gone past 20?
And that's the Roman alphabet, man.
Oh, fuck. This guy wants me to do Aramaic. My worst nightmare. Oh, did Taco Bell arrive?
Oh, it did.
Is there a shit ton of
you guys are still going to town on that popcorn with Taco Bell here?
Can you pass out a few containers so we can do it? Can we like trust you guys to do a take one, pass it around? Yeah.
We can't trust them.
It's all beans. They're hard and soft, all black bean tacos, because I figured on the east side of L.A., I don't need to aim for beef, okay? I don't want any beef, all right? Beef's when you sleep with two cats. All right, that one crushed. quoting 35-year-old rap lyrics, wrong is not doesn't work for you guys. Oh, yes. I like a soft...
I'm sorry, is there any way to get water or anything? You said there was going to be water out here.
John, I'm trying to fucking host a show. Why don't we all put our hands together for our next guest? We are all comedy heads here, but I didn't want anyone to come do comedy, so I hired a comedian that off, what's it called, Thumbtack, and I asked for a comedian, and so put your hands together for the baked potato.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? I'll use this one. Hey, everyone. Happy 420, guys.
Happy 420, baked potato.
I was a little reluctant to come here today. You might call me a hesitator.
What'd you think it was gonna be? It's a fucking baked potato. Put your fucking hands together for the baked potato.
Yeah.
Let it rip, baked potato.
Yeah, I am the baked potato. I'm a little fried today. You might not have heard of me. I'm still kind of underground. A content creator.
You're booked on Legion of Skanks next month, though, yeah. Right?
Well, it's funny that you say that. I am dating. I am single. My boyfriend and I broke up last week. He was a ribeye. And he wanted to mash me, and so I said no, but there was a lot at stake there. So I am single, and I'm looking. Does anybody here want to see me with my skin off? Sir. I've been watching a lot of porn. You know?
And, does it count if you're just watching it with a married couple?
It's a good question.
Do you guys want to know the kind of search terms that I enjoy?
Yes, please.
Okay, I like sour cream pie.
Sorry, it's a really disgusting turn of phrase when you unpack it. Yeah.
It legitimately affected me.
Yeah. I did eat a cold bean burrito at the same time.
Are you guys into DP?
Yeah.
That is double potato.
Oh, thank God. That's the one I am into.
Okay. I also really like fingerling.
How you doing?
I'm sorry I'm yammering up here, but I've got a lot of appeal. I am not the only potato in Hollywood. There are other famous potatoes. You might know Iggy Azalea. She's a potato. James Corden is a very famous potato.
I just totally agree.
Yeah.
Russet Crowe, we all know. He changed his name to hide his roots. Betrayed his potato family. Like I said, I'm dating. If anyone wants to know more about me, I am into R&B, which is ranch and butter. And I am a bottom because I never met a topping I didn't like. I think it's time to stick a fork in me because I'm done. It's been great hanging out.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Idaho, the baked potato.
Thanks, everyone.
Hell yeah, I got some shirts courtesy of Muhammad's and Claiborne. Thank you for the free weed, but I'll give out your shirts as well.
Here comes some shirts.
Exciting. Gently.
So they gave him, so
here right
throw them more violently.
So what he just said is they gave him free weed and shirts, and he's giving you the shirts, but where's the weed? You guys are going to accept shirts. Did somebody get hurt?
I think the weed's on the table.
Yeah, it's all over
it's
here.
It's all right there. Throw weed.
It's just raining t-shirts.
Too many shirts. Just put them under the seats at this point.
Tote bags.
Ooh, there's the money right there.
Ooh, good catch.
The concentrate.
Farmer's market material.
Are some of them enjoying?
Yeah.
I saw it hit somebody. I saw it. Ma'am, so if you want to press charges or anything, I will stand witness.
She already got what she got hit with.
Oh, wow. Payoff.
Here is some
hush money.
Oh, right, I'm a bully.
Me too.
You should make someone eat these for something. Yeah.
That was so much harder than I thought it was going to be.
Hey, John, I got to go, but I had a good time, everybody. Thank you.
Give it up for Matt Besser.
History of weed. You forgot his taco.
I'm good.
If you guys knew how far away he drove from, you'd be honored that that's all I let him do on the show. Thanks for coming out. I barely let him talk. I throw t-shirts around. He's like, I have to get back. I have a family. I'm like, all right, yeah, hold on. Let me fucking blast some pot. Girl in the head.
We're smoking pot.
We're smoking pot, man.
Come on.
Let's smoke. Oh, yeah, let's smoke something. Oh, that's a great idea.
I like how you talk.
Yeah.
This guy's got
a good idea.
That one's too powerful for me right now. Oh, this is much better.
There we go.
No, not those ones either.
What is it?
All these frosted ones, I'm not ready for like Keef and Diamond just yet. I need to like still ease into that.
I don't know if I can smoke those outside of my home.
So you probably heard of microdosing. If not, you should know that all sorts of people are microdosing to feel healthier and perform better. So microdosing is that just right feeling when your body and mind are really at peace, like workout after a workout or a long shower or, you know, meditation, you're relaxed, you're focused and a little energized, you're being in the zone. Well, microdose can help you get to that zone easier and stay there longer. Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. Now, the episode you're listening to currently, we are not microdosing. We are what is called macrodosing. But these microdose gummies are delightful. First of all, they taste good. And I like to have a couple of the yellow guys, the daytime ones, when I'm running around a little. You know, it feels good. You know, it's a little background, as I like to call it, a little background music. So if you want to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code MIGHTY, it's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code MIGHTY for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code MIGHTY. All right, back to the 420 Mega Sesh. Microdose.com, promo code MIGHTY. Here's the thing, guys. I appreciate you coming over to my apartment for a mega sesh, but I should have mentioned earlier that my parents are in town visiting, and they're not big fans of me smoking weed.
Oh shit!
So they might pop in. I just hope they don't make like a big deal about it. But just act cool if my parents come around, okay? We'll play it cool. Holy shit! You're out of breath. I really am. I just would have thought three blunts backstage because they look cool in pictures was the right fucking move. I'm fucking dying here.
I just had a panic moment because I was like, does he want one of us to play the parents?
Yeah.
I was like, are we in a scene right now?
That's only at home, John. Only at home do you play Papa. Are my mom and dad nearby? Because they might accidentally stop in. I hear. Everyone that I've called out so far has been shitting, including my relatives. Okay,
put it down.
Johnny, we're here.
Johnny, we're here. Can we come out on the stage, here. Johnny?
Johnny, we're here. Johnny, we're here.
We're here. Johnny, we're here.
Johnny, we're here. We made it. We're here. We made it.
Thanks for coming. You made it. I'm so happy, Mom and Dad. It's so good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you too.
You shouldn't be smoking this stuff.
I know, Dad. Sorry.
What?
I just had to clear it up for a second.
I'm your father.
Yeah, no, I got it.
And I'm your mother.
Got it. Okay, sorry. Yes.
You came out of his wiener and my vagina.
Yeah.
I came out of both?
You swam out of my wiener into the vagina and then you came back out again.
That's how it works.
But I wasn't fully myself when I swam out.
You were the biggest sperm I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Seen?
Strong.
It was a big one.
How'd you end up seeing it? It crawled out, you said?
Yeah. And it lifted some weights and then did a steam room.
It asked me to drive it through the Taco Bell drive-thru.
You drove a sperm 9 months before I was born.
Yes.
You blew a load in or on mom, or I guess
on her titties.
On.
And I said, this
one. I hate
one's...
that I know this about you, mom.
You like skateboarded on my titties like half pipe.
Yeah.
When I was a sperm, you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, when you were, you can't skateboard now.
I did used to skate like every white kid in the mid 90s.
It's the only time I saw your sperm eat a whole Mexican pizza from Taco Bell.
And we said, that's the one.
That's the one. Put
shove
it in.
Shove it in.
Yeah,
you shoved it in.
With that finger.
You told me.
That finger.
You told me this story once. You said it was like trying to get a wet dog back into a bathtub.
That's right.
And we would tell you every night before bed.
But you know, when at school, when they talked about where babies came from, when I answered the questions, the teacher had three special meetings with you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, and we showed her the first meeting.
I put a load in a cup. I showed her the size of my sperm. She believed.
She believed.
She became a believer after that.
Yeah. Hey, can we have some of of this stuff.
Yeah, you guys
can
want
we take some?
Can you guys want some stuff?
Of this stuff? This is nice.
Hey, here's a tote bag
I
for you guys.
Hey, I got a question. Stuff. I could put other tote bags in this tote bag.
Wow, that's actually true, Mom. That is something you do that concerns the entire family.
Oh.
Is your hoarding, but we cannot talk about it. I think you're watching.
Johnny, I gotta ask you.
Not watching. She can't figure out the tech. Don't worry.
Why are you always telling your friends I'm dead? Are you embarrassed by me?
Yeah. What's going
what is
on
it?
With that?
That's a really good question, Dad. I don't want anyone to know what you do for a living.
Oh, you don't want to know what we do for a living?
Yeah. You're plumbers for pizzerias only.
Yeah. It's a niche job and it needs to be done.
We tail delivery cars. And we end up at your place a lot.
I know. I know. You guys came here. I ordered some Taco Bell. You guys chased the Grubhub driver, I guess. Uh-huh. Right up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys have been in town for like 2 weeks. I haven't seen you. What have you guys been up to?
We were at Sparrow earlier.
Sparrow?
Sparrow.
Oh, Sparrow.
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 Now, Mom and Dad.
Spago.
Spago or Sparrow? I think if you're my dad, it's Sparrow.
Sparrow. Right? Yeah. Sparrow.
Sparrow.
The pizza place?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. You guys
German
like
guy owns it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's okay. Why you like it, Dad, but we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, don't go off on one of your rants now.
You guys like that place because...
I can't wait till November.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, stop it.
Guys, please.
Sorry.
Sorry, no one has time to try to catch a little sperm and put it in a fucking trap or whatever we have to do when it gets out.
Like Ghostbusters? Yeah, yeah.
I heard one of his sperm strangled in a six-pack ring thing.
Yeah, he launched a recycling program on Long Island after that. It was like a weird commercial where the sperm turned and a single tear came down there.
The sperm turned.
As the sperm turned. What the fuck is this show you're watching, Mom?
All this stuff is bad for you, Johnny. We don't
yes!
like this.
Yeah, come on, stop it. All this junk food and all this smoking weed.
It's right, you good. Guys are super healthy. I always forget that about you.
We are.
I mean, the audience clearly knows how healthy you guys are.
Yeah, I don't know why they're laughing. We haven't revealed anything.
Yeah, we haven't revealed a thing.
Dad, you're wearing a Marlboro hat.
Oh, that's right, with the points.
Yeah,
that's how we got here tonight.
We got him with the miles.
Yes, yeah, you. Every cigarette you smoke, you get
points.
2 points. So, and
I
that
know.
Was, how many was that? 150,000 points.
150,000 points.
I know,
the
Dad.
The van
I
that
got...
drove us tonight was 3.5 million points.
Yes, yes.
I know, I got that raft 2 years in a row.
That's
for my
right.
birthday.
Yeah.
The giant yellow Marlboro raft.
Pretty good, right?
That was a real fucking thing I actually watched.
Did
I
you
was like, such a specific level of trash that we couldn't get the good stuff with Marlboro Miles.
Like for the ocean?
Like it was like a big pool raft or something. It was like did yellow
you,
and shit. Like
did
it was
you
like,
stack the raft so you're above the water now like we told you to?
No, Dad. I'm still trying to figure out my buoyancy issues. I think it's how my scrotum can only hold two of my ferret-sized sperms that I have.
That's the
I wish I would have got Mom's dick.
Yeah, my dick is huge.
She puts me to shame.
I got Dad's little dick with a fucking burlap sack with two fucking rodents scurrying around inside of it.
It's all you the weeds. It's the weed smoking you're doing. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
It makes your schmeg thick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You make your schmeg thick.
Your
we
schmeg.
Talk about. We were talking about it.
Too thick. We use your father's schmeg to fill a hole in the wall.
It's like spackle.
Yeah.
A schmeg spackle?
Schmeg smackle.
Schmeg spackle.
Yeah.
I saw him eating some of it with some slices of honeydew.
It's a pretty good combo.
Like a prosciutto and melon, but with your own...
Schmeg.
With your own schmeg spackle?
And melon. Yeah.
I turned to Ashley. She's just like, yep, with your own schmeg smackle. I was like, oh, right, yeah. This is going on really long.
Absolutely.
Well, right, fine. We'll take a taco. We'll get out of here.
No, you guys should get out of here.
We'll take
you guys can take tacos. I know you're super healthy.
Get out of here. Thank you.
But if you want, Mom and Dad, you could grab chairs and hang out if you'd like. We will continue to smoke weed, but you're in California. Do as the Californians do.
I'm going to go eat this on the toilet personally.
And I'm
going to
spider him and eat mine on the toilet.
Okay, yeah, please.
We got a nice system where nothing hits nothing.
Sorry, I'm now envisioning such a specific vision of my two parents.
I'm sorry, my boy.
We're gonna kiss you. We're gonna give you a little kiss.
Give you a kiss.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is only Dad kissing me on the lips? Okay, we never really do that, but that was nice. There might be a lady out there you guys should talk to.
Whoa! Okay, have fun down here.
We love you.
Yeah, enjoy your tacos. We love you too.
Bye, guys. Have fun. Happy 420.
Goodbye.
Bye.
420, goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Holy shit. Put your hands together for Mr. and Mrs. Gabris.
That was beautiful. That's the kind of love I want at that age. Nothing touches anything. That's so much care.
Yeah.
So sweet.
I truly am still picturing it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it's possible.
Absolutely.
There's only one way to find out. Bad news, babe. And I want to be the spider. I haven't taken a solid shit in 10 years. You think that's a good idea? Sorry. Why did I say all that? I literally am so high, I just turned to Ron and I was like, I got a funny bit for Ron. And then you guys laughed and I was like, oh, yeah. Probably don't need to be talking about my loose stool.
Yeah. I mean, for 10 years, you should be talking about it to someone, but not here.
Not here, but yeah.
I've been wiping my ass with a fucking hair dryer for a decade.
Let's help him. Somebody look up what he should do about.
There's probably a doctor.
Is anyone here a healthcare professional of any kind? Shout out any healthcare professional. A dental hygienist. Okay,
right. You can help.
You heard
with
the question, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That was mean.
Fiber.
Teeth are a huge part of the body. That's why you have to pay extra to have them clean.
My mom was a dental receptionist before she went to nursing school. Who said that? I'm sorry, I'm blind here.
Ooh, special people. Ooh. Ooh. Mental health. Mental health.
Oh, wait, how come there's so many? On TikTok talking. Like, higher than, do you have a degree at least?
I have a graduate degree and a license.
Ah, here we go.
Accusing the audience of falsifying medical credentials.
Okay, let me explain myself.
You're handing out weed. You're like,
let me explain myself briefly. She said I'm a
stolen valor.
She said I'm a mental health professional, and I was like, that count. And then a bunch of people started cheering. In hindsight, they're probably cheering for thank you for your service being a mental. But at the time, I thought they were like, oh, I'm one of those. And I was like, okay, wait, hold on. That's like a weird delayed reaction. So sorry. Whenever I'm like bent over and doing stuff, you guys are free to talk if you'd like. You don't have to.
Oh, that's when we can talk.
I mean, if you're not going to talk when I'm not talking, it's not going to happen while I am talking. I spilled popcorn on the table and the drink on my lap. This is going great.
Do you want a napkin?
Yeah, I'll take a napkin. Oh, thank you, Emma. Oh, Jesus
it's
Christ.
Too crowded. It's too much stuff on the table.
There's a lot of stuff on
the
table.
It's Unga Pachka. It's a lot of stuff. Woo, yeah, shout out. That word is burned into my brain.
Same.
Speaking of burned into my brain, I have a watch. Oh, fuck, yeah. Sorry. I was like, how much time do I have left? And I was like, oh, you're going fine. You know, it's hard. Time is hard to keep track of when you're high.
It is.
That's like one of the hardest things like for me when I'm high is like, I don't know how much time has passed and I'm always wrong.
Oh, no.
In both directions.
I think that's my favorite part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like it. Is like time travel, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but with a plane and a vape. Oh, oh my god,
it's the best,
bro. An edible Skyrocket. And a Steam Deck. I'll fucking fly to New Zealand and back, no problem. Yeah.
What do you have a Steam Deck too?
I have a Steam Deck. Oh, we are becoming such.
Wait a minute. You guys have Steam Decks.
Surprise, surprise. yeah, I fucking an edible and time travel. It's like a dream.
You ever
and
taking travel. A shower? I mean, travel, taking a shower high. I'm still in the shower.
Like you don't know you should get out until like you look at your hands and they don't look like your hands and you're like, I've been in here for a fucking long time. Listen, I'm like listening to like a super loud audiobook about a nuclear war. I'm reading Nuclear War, a scenario, and it's a really good book, but it's giving me intense anxiety. Should I not bring it up at a 420 show? I just figure with all the escalations around, we should... Well, you don't have to get into it tonight.
I just wanted to talk about showers.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. I'm a fan of baths as well, but I can't do them at home.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't have a bathtub.
Neither, man. Too much. Too many memories. Too
intense. I don't have a bathtub.
I need, like, explain. You tell me why.
Yeah.
Because while I do have a bathtub.
Well, then what's the problem?
I would have to put 4 inches of water in it and then sit with my knees in my chest to be remotely in the water. And then that mostly feels like my asshole is just on the ground. Yeah. And that doesn't relax me. But, like, when I go to... When I go to a hotel, if the bath is big enough, I'll bring a Kush Queen bath bomb.
Oh, love those. Boonk,
dunk one of those in, float around for God knows how fucking long.
Some hotels, you can smoke while you take the bath.
That is a dream come true. Is not some real fucking opulent?
I love that, yeah. One time I was listening to a rap song called, I'm in a hot tub smoking with my feet up while I was in the hot tub smoking with my feet up.
That's when you got to wonder if you're being watched, man.
I didn't care. I was like, we're both living well. We were friends.
That's fucking awesome. Hey, note to self, hot tub, get feet, and get weed.
You're almost there.
I got one. I got two of three. I forgot about feet.
Forgot about your
feet. Forgot about my feet, man.
Feet I agree up with in you. A hot tub is feet across on the other
or
seat
like
or up out of the water.
On a seat under the water.
Are your toes still in the water?
No, I mean, probably your toes up out of the water.
Really?
Ballerina style.
Like shot from above, like Busby Berkeley, just like spinning around beautifully. Weed smoke fucking spiraling out. That's a fucking dream.
But I have a beautiful bathtub and I love it, but I've been in my house for 2 years and I've used it once. And then I went to Japan and I was like, I will take a bath with like 10 naked Japanese businessmen. And I was like, I'll do this 3 times a day.
So you just need a naked Japanese businessman to be in your house more often. Don't we all?
Yeah, truly.
Could you do it in your house with just one Japanese businessman?
That doesn't seem enough.
Okay.
Wait, is anyone in the audience a Japanese businessman? You will get a free bong if you have...
You get a free bong.
Is it racist to just be like, I'll give this to any Japanese person? Like, it's... Is it like weirdly racist if I
small business like, anything?
Are you a Japanese small business? I'm hosting like the most specific party. And people are like, is there a doctor in the house? I'm like, is there a Japanese small business? Hurry! Okay, no, I'm joking. Note to self, Gabrus, get your open up your audience vibes here a little. Take that as a note. There's like 400 Asian people. None of them do business. They're like, fuck. We're all creatives, dude. I'm like, oh, look. Rock and roll. Thanks for coming. I wanted to have another weed friend on who's been in the last few mega sessions. Baked potato usually opens for her on the road, but my friend is a real OG weed writer. Has written tons of weed articles in Rolling Stone, High Times. If you've read a weed article recently, there's like a 1 in 2 chance that she wrote it. Put your hands together for Mary Jane Gibson! Holy shit. Holy shit.
What's up?
This looks crazy.
I made sandwiches for you guys.
Whoa. That's why you invite her to the show.
Oh, this
a fucking
is incredible.
Dream. Now you host a sandwich Instagram, is that right? You have a little...
Wow, whipped a sandwich right
that
out of her
the
pocket.
Pop out of the pocket.
You know, we had a comic come on earlier and say their search terms. Mine just happened in real life. A woman showed up and started handing out food from her pockets.
Love a pocket sandwich. I also brought you an electronic weed hookah.
Holy shit. That's awesome. How does this work? Please.
You just
okay.
You just hit it.
Wait, I'm having flashbacks to like the first three times I smoked weed, and it was like, how does this soda bottle thing work? It's like, just open your mouth. So what am I currently blazing? This is like, I'm gonna actually have an opinion on this whatsoever. While I rip it, why don't you let everyone know what is going into my lungs?
A pod full of weed that is going through this thing that's called the UCA. And I don't know what...
All right, so it works. Holy shit, that surprised me. I was like, I don't know if I got it.
The label on it...
Weed-specific pods that you buy for it?
Yes, the label on it just said, a good time.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. And where'd you say you got this? Yeah.
It was traded, delivered like, to my house.
I feel like it's giving me cancer. It's gonna give me cancer.
Yeah, eventually, everything on this table is gonna give us cancer. They're like, wait, how long have you guys been drinking out of cans? Oh, like, oh, fuck.
Everyone got
yeah, yeah, that got dark for people.
That's pretty fucking rad. I have a hookah.
That's nice. It tastes smooth. That's pretty nice.
John, do you need me to move that a little closer for you? This feels very Star Wars-esque in a cool way.
I like beep, it. Beep. Yeah.
Like you tell me what the one girl.
Fucking Muppets in Star Wars.
Dr. Funches, would you?
Yeah, I want to try
I spilled my drink again. Do you think I should just finish that drink?
Have you sipped any of it, or is just it all in your pants?
I'm getting a lot of it suppository style.
Okay, good.
My pants are drenched in it. Thank you. Shout out Cannabis Quencher for the free.
Is it seeping? It's not touching your balls, is it?
Not. It better not be. I have no idea. I've lost sensation there years ago.
Soaking through.
So many Speedos in hot tubs. Mary Jane, wow. is this a favorite way of yours to smoke, or is this like, oh, this is a party scene, this is fun to like bust out?
Yeah, I think tech is always just like a sort of interesting thing to look at, but I actually don't use tech myself ever.
I like the idea of that people are inventing new shit for weed, but I really just mostly smoke joints and bongs.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. It's like joints or edibles that I make at home, and this is like cool to look at in a party, you know, conversation starter. But I don't know, weed tech is like kind of bunk, I think, and it always breaks and it's expensive, and the people who use it aren't real smokers.
Yeah, weed tech people got from like Apple was like, make expensive replaceable parts that only we sell.
Yeah.
That's like that, not any of the other innovation of Apple. They're like, let's make everything proprietary and bad. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Oh, okay, radical.
Yeah, you got to buy their pods. You don't even know what blend you're getting. You don't know what you're getting.
Every time, dude. It always sketches me out. Except, of course, with PAX. Thank you, PAX.
PAX.
Yeah.
I love this.
I will also change my mind on this if you just give me one of these.
One time, Adam Pally and I, when we were shooting our travel show, got super high in Utah and bought a student glass, like one of those big... like gravity bong pill things that you flip over. Ooh. We just like had it in our hotel room in Moab, and we were like, this is fucking awesome. And we were like so blasted and like coughing, and this was like at the height of COVID. We were just two guys coughing in the fucking, on our balcony, coughing all night long, ripping the student glass all week long. And then when we were done with Moab, it's like, Adam's like, I can't have this fucking thing in my house. I was like, I can't have this fucking thing in my house. And we're like, the third biggest stoner on the show was like this camera guy, Dan. And we were like, hey, Dan, you want the student glass? He's like, you guys are the fucking nicest dudes. And I got so much credit. Like, oh, this, you know, I worked for this guy. He was pretty fucking solid, man. He gave us a student glass. We were just both like, Adam's like, I have kids. I'm like, I have no space. Uta guta.
How are the sandwiches?
Oh,
Amazing.
I haven't gotten to
it. I'm so glad.
You
want to
talk us through what you made here?
Yeah, what do we got?
I made fried chicken cutlet with sriracha mayo on brioche for you guys because I like making sandwiches. I'm all about it right now. I make sandwiches on Instagram and talk about shit that bothers me.
It's good.
Is it? It's the mayo for me? Did
it's
I get
the
it?
Mayo for me, yeah. And I make like BLT about abortions and, you know, it's a good time. The men love it.
It's true.
What's your health rating, if you don't mind me asking?
Of that particular sandwich? The health rating?
Or he's wondering if the department, calling the department of health on you.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm not calling the department out.
I've been narked out before, but never for a sandwich.
Imagine we're doing a weed show and we get shut down because like sandwiches were made illegal. Like, LA is fucking weird, man.
Sorry.
Every door says stuff in LA can cause cancer except for dispensary doors. It's really fucking awesome.
It's really funny.
I wasn't serious about the... Someone take this fucking thing away from me. Who else wants the robot dick? Ashley, here you go, man.
I really like it, actually.
Did you guys...
It's smooth.
Who won the bet that, like, about 1 hour in is when it'll be dead silent for a full 45 seconds?
Pretty impressive, actually.
Dude, we should make Super Bowl boxes for this next Super Bowl, man, next year. Next year for this, and like if people can like bet on when the show just when all of us everyone just kind of goes inward and we're all looking at each other like life's pretty fucking crazy, man, huh? That's what we get to fucking do.
Did you all know that it's today the 420 today is a palindrome?
Yeah.
Oh right. It's 4202024.
Yeah.
Same.
Whoa.
Someone else just won like a different bingo thing. Yeah, they did eventually bring up the palindrome thing. No one else thought of it, no. The person totally who did the most work for the show. Woo! This sandwich is delicious, and I ate chicken cutlets last night and this afternoon. This is
that surprises nobody.
I ate fucking chicken cutlets all night. Panko? Nah, bro. Give me Progresso. I like the little specks of green. That panko shit out of here. Commie panko bastard.
You panko bastard.
You panko bastard. I'm just high enough to think I maybe was just accidentally racist. I'm like, what the fuck did I just say? You're out on a limb here, Gabers. You don't know any of this. Speaking of out on a limb, I'd go out on a limb for gelato and THC Design Plus anytime.
Thank you.
What do you got there?
This weed's racist. I think this is racist.
You think this might...
This weed is racist.
This might be racist. Yeah, this... it's your call in the end, but I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with that. This. So it's one of those NFT apes, and it's from an undisclosed company. But it's come from Muhammad's. It's their Purple Wookiees hybrid. But it's one of those weird NFT apes, and it's kind of sketchy. Is there one that is less racist?
At least? This one is the Beatles' Abbey Road cover.
Okay, so that's racist against white people.
Yeah. So then I think it balances out. It evens out, then.
Finally, we're even.
We solved a lot here today.
Did you think we would solve racism here today?
We did.
I kind of did.
Who thought we would solve racism here?
This is a really good song.
Yeah.
It's better than the taco.
Throw it way back. Way back. Awesome. Lock your heads.
Track and field.
I love I'm afraid to throw stuff.
These are ashtrays. Should I not throw
them? Yeah, it seems like a handout. That's a handout.
Yes, a handout thing. They're rubber ashtrays, but I'm still not going to throw them. Shout out Clayborne. Anyone just come get one? Or...
Just come get one, pass it around, drive it right to the ocean, and throw it in so that it can decompose. Well, you know what? Why don't you put some ashes in it for 10 years, lose it, get a spider's web, then go throw it in the ocean.
I've also got some future, like, Jordanian landfill stuff for you guys if you want. Well, fast fashion, shout out to people.
And this is the worst part about the cannabis industry is the how much waste there is.
No, I thought we were supposed to be kind of...
Yeah, we're...
This is just a small t-shirt, I think.
Great
catch. I'm like, John,
can you
throw
this to someone?
Throw this
into someone? Yeah, that was
so much stuff.
Okay, I don't think I should throw one bag into someone. Hey guys, you know what?
They'll catch it.
This is a bunch of paraphernalia, like rolling papers and stuff. That's something you're into. Kind of just pay attention to each other. Say, hey, pass that over here.
So 420, you have to. You're supposed to make friends.
You have to learn how to say, pass that to me. Sorry. It's part of the culture. I spoke on Zoom.
I must say, it went to about three people who didn't even look past it.
Yeah,
got
just
to the
totally.
Fourth guy, he looked. Took something. It
nice.
Off.
And there's a whole thing of Blazy Susans in there. There's some nut. Come on. You call yourself stoners.
Rolling papers, lip balm, grinders, fucking chapstick.
So
thank you, Gelato.
That was a really good catch, by the way.
Yeah. One athlete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Special trivia question. Who came here without anything, heard that vaping was allowed, and was mad that they didn't bring a vape or something?
There you go.
Would you pass this down?
Those are just a bunch.
Shout out Torch.
Shout out to Torch.
Are you coming? Who else had their hand up over here? Alright, this is for you, hand up right there, okay? Jesus. Teal head, sorry. Chicken sandwich.
Tealhead, I'm sorry, coming in hot.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about up there, man. I don't know what I'm talking about there, but what I do know is I love Curator LA and Choices LA.
What do you love about them?
They're both flower companies that I enjoy smoking. I can't eyeball one to confirm, but yeah. Flower companies and Muhammad's Cannabis Quencher, all the whole gang. Thank you so much, as always. Dynasty Typewriter, Liquid Death, Popcorn. Shout out Popcorn.
Always.
I'm realizing something right now. When I was in my 20s, maybe early 20s, I went to go see Dr. Octagon at one of the New York, like Webster Hall or something like that. And I was so hyped to see him. And he didn't really do any Dr. Octagon stuff. He did mostly Cool Keith stuff. Still not complaining. But he mostly had five guys on stage live selling merch from the stage for cash. And it was so intense to like, because it was like not an enjoyable performance because there's literally people handing out CDs, fucking t-shirts. And I'm like, I've been doing that for an hour. I'm so sorry. At least it's free. I'm not charging people. Oh, well, you paid to come in. You know, whatever. We don't have to get into it. We don't have to get into capitalism tonight, folks.
Have you guys been telling your craziest 420 stories at all?
No.
No.
It's a good idea.
Have we been doing anything?
Yeah, I don't think in any
well,
sort of
well, we're only 5 minutes into
introduced.
The show. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to it eventually. But why don't we kick it off now, right here in the, you know, late in the beginning of the show. Do you have a crazy 420 story, Mary Jane? Not to pimp you into this thing you pitched, but...
Definitely.
You do?
I do. I actually just wrote about it because it was so crazy. It was 10 years ago. I went to the Denver Cannabis Cup. Did you all go to Cannabis Cups at any point?
Guy in the referee jersey's been there.
Yeah. And I was working for High Times at the time, and it was just so... It was like 50,000 people showed up, and nobody was prepared. And the editorial staff was running the event. Like, I was folding t-shirts, and we saw the hordes coming, and someone forgot to print the tickets for the headliner concert that night, which was Snoop Dogg at Red Rocks.
Oh.
And so at the end of the day, we got this panicked call, like, everyone's gone to Red Rocks, but they can't get in because there's no tickets. And so I had to hop in a car and drive the tickets there, and the trunk full of the car was just packed full of weed. And I pulled up at the venue and I was like, oh God, there's cops everywhere. There were 6 cop cars right there. And I pulled up and they were like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm here to deliver the tickets. And they swung open the gate and they gave me a police escort into Red Woo! Rocks with the lights going. And I was like, this is a marijuana miracle.
I've only ever been escorted out of places by police. They never bring me in anywhere. They're always carrying me out. Because they don't want to hear my views, okay? Paul Giamatti shouldn't be in commercials. Sorry, that's one of my big ones. Does anyone, do you have a 420 specific story, Ashley?
I do.
Huh?
Yeah.
This is unplanned.
We I all do. Yeah, hell yeah. In college, 1-420, my best friend, his dad lived in California and was like, I'm going to ship you a whole ounce. It'll get there before 420. You can enjoy it. My friend is telling everybody on campus, and I went to school in the middle of nowhere. So everyone was like, this is all the weed that'll be here for 420. And he's like, yeah, it's coming, it's coming. He's like, I'm tracking it, it's coming, it's coming. It's like 419, and we're like, dude. He's like, no, it's coming, it's supposed to be delivered, it's supposed to be delivered. The day it's supposed to be delivered to campus, he checks the tracking thing, and it's being returned. Oh, and he's no. like, what the fuck? He calls like our school mailbox. They're like, we don't know. It never came. They just said it's returned. He calls the post office in the next town over. They're like, we sent it back to Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, no.
And he's like, hey, guys, let's drive to Springfield, Massachusetts. Go to the main post office where it is and I'll just get it. Like they sent it back because the zip code was wrong or something. And I'm like, you are stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, they know it is weed and we're gonna get it. And he's like, no. The post office promised me it's because my dad wrote the zip code wrong. So he's like, look, if you do this, I'll give you half of it. And I was dumb. And I was like, okay, I'll drive you. And then my other friend was like, I just like a story, I'll go. So we drive, which is 2 hours from our school to Springfield, Massachusetts. We get there, we go in, and at first he like goes in, he tells them, he's like, oh, they said I could pick up a package that was returned. And they tell him, oh, it's on our supervisor's desk, but it's locked in his office. So you'll have to come back later when he's back from lunch. And I'm like, dude, come on. Like, they're going to call the cops. And he's like, no. She said it's their lunch break. Ashley, it is 12:30. This makes a lot of sense. So we like go get tacos and then we go back. And this time we're like, yeah, we'll go in with you. Like, fine. We go in. At this point, I'm like very convinced. I'm like, he seems so sure that this is a good situation. And this time, as soon as we all walk in, I see 3 cops. They all turn towards him. And I just act like I do not know him at all. I like turn a corner and I'm just like, oh, I needed stamps. And they just like walk up to me and my friend. They're like, we saw you walk in with him. We saw your car. We saw you all sitting in the car together. Come back to this room with us. As soon as we go into the supervisor's office, it smells like the dankest weed you've ever smelled in your life.
I don't smell anything.
Truly, we're just like, what? And they're like, the package isn't even open yet. It's still closed on the desk. But you walk, and it just reeks of just the heaviest California OG. And they're just looking at my, and they're like, so what is in this package? When we open this, what's going to be in there? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know.
I've been chasing this across the country for 3 days. I have no idea.
Yeah, they're like, we have every single phone call of you yelling at the post office workers. You've been looking for this package. You must know what's in it. And he's like, I don't know. And then he's like, well you're going to open it right now. It's legally, you got to open it. So he opens it, and his dad had put an entire ounce in a Ziploc bag with 1 dryer sheet. And one of those like paper to like envelopes that they just give out in the front of the post office with 1 dryer sheet. And they're like, okay, yeah, this is weed. They start yelling at my friend and he's like, okay, you know, please don't arrest us. Please let us go. And they're like, here's what we're gonna do. You know, this is decriminalized in Massachusetts. We could give you a ticket. This is technically, though, you mailed it, you shipped it. You'd be in a lot of trouble. But you know what? What we're going to do, actually, and then the other cop opens part of it, smells it, and goes, oh, this is some real Cali Hydro. And then they go, so we're just going to keep it, and you guys can leave. And that's what they just kept the weed. They didn't even file a ticket because they didn't want it in the system. And they just kept, wow.
Where do I fall on that?
They just let us go.
Police are complex.
Yeah, later.
Yeah, yeah.
Human beings.
We had no weed on 420, though.
I'm sorry, though. Yeah. Did you get to buy the stamps at all?
No. No, they escorted us right out and said if we came back, they would call the police next time.
But you said the zip code was wrong. Hey, man, let's get the fuck out of here.
He was so convincing.
This is not on 420, but we were driving from New York City to Montauk one weekend, smoking a fucking a Dutch Master in the fucking car. Windows just cracked a little, fully baked out. All of a sudden, cop car sirens behind us. We get the blunt out the window, casually pull over. Cop comes up. He's like, "You know, you got one headlight out," and the car is absolutely reeks of weed. And he's like, "Oh, guys, everyone get out of the car. Get out of the car." And it's like the Hampton police or whatever. We're like, oh, fuck. Like, everyone stand over there, and they're like, "Show us your IDs." And he's like, "California, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Okay." And then they're like, "You guys smoking weed in the car?" I'm like, "No, sir. We smoked weed in Brooklyn and then got right in the car." And he's like, "But the car really reeks weed." In the car are blunt guts and, like, a bunch of blunts and... But the weed is in the trunk in a bag, and the guy whose car it is and whose bag it is, his dad is a lawyer, and he takes off his watch, which he had his expensive watch, takes it off, hands it to me, and goes, "Call my dad when they arrest me." And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden the cops, he's like, "Oh God, they're going in the fucking trunk. They're going in the fucking..." And I'm like, dude, I almost just used his name. I was like, "Dude, what are you fucking talking about, man?" They opened the trunk, and now I remember the trunk. My buddy had helped his girlfriend move, and the trunk had so much shit in it. For us to put our weekend bags in, it was, like, impossible. And had dry cleaning and, like, hangers all stuck together and all this shit. It was so annoying, all these big plastic bags. The cop opened it and looked at it and was like, "Oh," and just closed it. "Guys, you can't," blah, blah, and they just left. And I was like, he's like, I have coke, molly, and weed in that bag after we drive like a mile away. I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me, man?" He was like, "I'm bringing the whole party pack for the weekend, man." I'm like, "I don't want to be in the fucking car with the party pack. I want to experience the party pack once it's arrived."
I like to I can tell my favorite 420 story.
Please do, Ron. Please.
So 2 years ago, I was waiting for my son to be born. He was, due date was 420, but my wife at the time was like, "No, he's not coming today. I feel pretty good. I'm running around being active. Actually, I got a lot of energy, so that was cool." She's like, "You're not going to be able to go out that much, so go out, have fun." And I had hosted a weed cooking show, so I became friend with all these weed chefs, and they invited me to this dinner party, and I was just like, "This is my last chance out. I'm going to go hard." And I just was eating every edible Wagyu steak thing they had, a little edible ahi tacos that were infused, and then just dab after dab after dab. And I just came back. You know, to me, there's a level of high that I know is too much, where I can feel it and where my toes are tingling.
Familiar,
yeah.
It frequently.
And so I was like, "All right, I'm high as shit." I hit my head on the pillow. I hear my wife get up, take two steps, and then I just hear sploosh. And she's like, "Oh, we gotta go to the hospital." And she's like, "Are you good?" And I was like, "I gotta pretend to be."
Of course.
Yeah. So I did the man thing, and I didn't call an Uber, and I drove my wife stoned ass to the hospital.
It's the man thing on three layers, yeah. And that it's like, I gotta do this, and probably not the brightest
thing. Not the best idea.
Very much a man thing. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, but it made the whole experience dreamy for me. I really...
Is the kid's birthday then 421?
Yeah.
Because it happened after midnight? Oh,
yeah,
that's
fun. Yeah, birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, thank you for doing the show tonight.
Of course.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Thank you to everyone for doing the show tonight. Thank you to Mary Jane down there. Mary Jane, check out your podcast, your Instagram. It's the Mayo for me.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got John Gamberling down there. John, do you have anything you want to plug? Did your manifesto drop yet? You can download an 800 gig PDF.
800 gig PDF. For how long?
I knew this was coming. I fucking knew it.
Almost a terabyte of a text PDF manifesto.
I knew it when I said it. It was gonna be something.
800 gig manifesto. That'd be really crazy. I mean, I'd have to be crazy to have an 800 gig. PDF.
Yeah, you're right. That was kind of what I was going for.
We don't have time. Well, did we give it to,
you want to give out some? You wanted to give out some shirts as well,
I
have, right?
I brought some of my own personal shirts that I never wear, but I like. This is right. And anybody who gets these, they're not dirty, but wash them. This show will get you high. Comedy Central pie lit. Tie-dyed by somebody in my family. I wore it. Does anybody want this? All right.
Like the 15 bear chasers who showed up for me, Mitch, Kimberling, and Ron. Like,
really wants it.
I think really want. I think really wanting it should preclude you from getting it. I think you should. Someone who kinda wants it is who deserves it. If you want it too
if you
hard,
you happen to get it, you'll keep it.
Well, like, you want it where you stood up. That's too much.
Yeah.
This is an old Girls Gone Wild.
Wow.
That I used to wear a lot, but I sort of stopped because I was like, I guess it's sort of sexist.
Yeah. He got canceled.
Huh?
He got canceled.
The guy who...
Who did the Gone Wild.
Joe Francis, or whatever his name is.
Joe Francis!
I just looked it up real quick. He's a solid businessman.
Anyway.
Japanese businessman.
Yeah, unfortunately not, or else he could have come to the show.
Piece of history. there.
It's okay if it's a woman.
It's definitely better
before it catches on. Okay.
This poor guy has been just drafted as the shirt middleman. He's leaving. You just made him leave the show.
Everybody on this side wants a shirt. It's not my
everybody on this side now wants an excuse to leave like that guy. They're like, oh, you can just walk out of this fucking thing? I could have live streamed this. I didn't even have to come. What's this, Kimberly?
Oh, this does.
Chicks dig guys that eat out, and it's
Teenage
the Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle. Talk about full circle. What? I mean, who has not dreamed about this group here? You know. Bart Simpson.
Yeah, we know.
All right.
There's someone in the same person three times in a row.
All right.
Oh, wait, there's more.
There's more.
No, no, there can be. Yes, yes.
From Gil's Entourage-a-thon, the Jeremy Piven Let's Fuck It Out t-shirt.
Seeing Andrew run up, I thought someone was sprinting to the stage. I fucking need that Entourage shirt. I was like, oh, my God, don't give it to them. Holy shit.
Nobody wants it.
Sag, just a sag. One of the sag shirts.
Yeah. Anyone want this Union Strong? Union Strong. Kevin Spacey's in sag. Remember that. Wearing that shirt supports Kevin Spacey. Wearing that shirt, technically, that's why I refuse to bid.
A Four Seasons.
Landscaping.
It's like a joke on the thing. When Giuliani did the thing.
Yeah. For anyone who's Gen Double Z and is 5 years old or whatever, remember when Rudy Giuliani? How am I explaining this? We're almost out of here. Pass the shirt.
Well, it was either one of my parents or one of Andrea's parents who thought this was funny. Like Four Seasons. All right.
You.
That's where it belongs.
Yeah.
Johnny.
It's topical.
Johnny.
Oh, no. My parents are here.
Johnny.
Did you guys have a plug you wanted to
Johnny.
Do or anything? Yeah.
Johnny.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Johnny.
We broke the toilet.
Yeah. I got the text from the manager who said you came in the toilet. Thank you, Ron, saved my fuck. We are in a flow. I mean, he's in a flow state. I'm blowing it. But yeah, they said you clogged it. You came in the toilet and clogged it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a little, you got a little brother in there.
We gotta get him out.
It looks
every
like
time
one of the
pulled the plunger out. He like liked it too much, and it's not a pizzeria, so union wise, you guys can't work on it.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
It looks like one of those Prometheus creatures. Remember the thing in Prometheus?
Yes, I remember that.
Wrapped around the guys.
Yeah, you sent me the Facebook photo of your sperm next to one to show me how they look alike.
You tagged
my public facing Facebook photo on that. Yeah, yeah.
We were backstage. We have a meatball vaporizer. We vaporize the meatball.
Yeah, we get fucked up on meatballs.
Holy shit, not
it
even
goes
on a
Sunday. Down smoother.
It goes down smoother.
It goes down smoother.
It's a less lung impact if you vape your meatballs.
Yeah. Can we tell you the real reason we're out here? We want another taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You can totally take a taco.
Okay, thank you.
Just now is when I remembered that not only is Grubhub in my wife's name, it's on her credit card, so we could actually thank Tiffany for the tacos.
Hey, do you know today is a palindrome?
Yeah, Dad, what's a palindrome?
We gotta go backstage.
My dad loves Dimitri Martin.
We love you, Johnny.
We love you, Johnny.
We love you, Johnny.
Is this show, it's going on for a long time.
Do you have any 420s? No, I'm kidding. Let's all tell a different 420 story. What's everyone's second best 420? What a fucking set. Throw out some B shit at the end here.
What is our son doing?
Oh, no.
What are you guys
what are
doing?
Doing?
You're supposed to take the wrappers off the tacos before you eat them.
No way. It dissolves just as easy.
We love you.
We love you.
I love you too. We all love you.
Yes, we do.
Are we still getting Korean barbecue after the show?
Yes. Yes, Dad.
Yes.
We're going to go to Korean barbecue, and no, you're not allowed to talk to the waiter, okay?
No.
But he's got some funny things to say. I've
got funny things to say.
No. You somehow ruined an Islands burger today. I don't want to see you ruin a Korean barbecue restaurant.
Okay, well, wrap up the show. Come on.
I'm literally trying to, Dad. Oh, man, can't believe he came back to life and that's all we talked about.
They're cute.
I knew it would be some semantic bullshit. Ashley, you were next, right? That's what we were doing. You don't have shirts to throw out, but Ashley, you have a wonderful podcast. You talk about one of my favorite topics and a wonderful stoner accompanying topic.
Yeah.
You talk about TV.
TV, I say, with Ashley Ray. Talk to some of your favorite stoners, potheads, and people about TV. And yeah.
And you have a recent stand-up album out, Ice Cream.
Yeah, thank you for remembering that I do.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to be at the end. I'm like, lock it up and be a good host for 1 minute. And I'm just looking at this going like, no, you don't have to. I don't like you. My friend doesn't like you either.
Oh, it's still working?
It's still going. It's good.
It's good. It works.
But listen to Ice Cream Money wherever you listen to albums.
Hell yeah. Dr. Funches.
It sat for too long.
Yeah, you just had like a very potent hit.
Yeah. What are you asking me?
If you have anything you want to plug on the way out of here.
Oh, sure. Watch Loot on Apple TV with Maya Rudolph is a great show. And I'm
hell
on.
Yeah.
This seems like the appropriate place. I'm Inside Out 2 is coming out. I'm in that.
Hell yeah.
And then just see me do stand-up, please.
You play aggression in it, right?
Yeah.
I'm so stoked for you. That's so awesome.
Me too.
Emma, you have any plugs, or do I have anything I'm supposed to do as the person who keeps the wheels on it?
You have
right.
The list of plugs.
Good call.
Right there. Watch 101 Places of Partying before you die, Max.
Good call, Emma. Yeah, check out Emma, who listens to more. Probably the only person who listens to all my episodes of my podcast. No one else.
I'm not listening to this one again.
We shout out Gelato, KMA, Agency, THC Design Plus, The Artistry, Claiborne, Muha Meds, Cannabis Quencher, PAX, Torch, Curator LA, Choices LA, Dynasty Typewriter, Liquid Death. And if you feel so inclined, you have a little extra cash this 420 season, and you want to donate to a good cause, might I recommend The Last Prisoner Project? I'll be donating a portion of the proceeds from tonight's live stream to The Last Prisoner Project. Their goal is to get everyone who is behind bars for cannabis out of jail. So I'm going to get to smoke weed on stage and sell tickets to it. No one should be in jail for it. So thank
but
you so
much. You said you were paying us. Does that come out of what we're making?
If you'd like to participate with the charity stuff, I'll just keep the money and send it to the charity.
I think I want to know what my like base rate would be if the charity wasn't part of it, and then I'll decide what I want to do.
If you're listening to this episode when it comes out and John's are all bleeped out what he said, and I had to redact everything he said because the payment wasn't structured correctly, I pre-apologize. But for you guys in the house, for the real high and mighty heads, the real shitheads, thank you so much for coming out on this highest of holidays. Thanks for celebrating this instead of Columbine. And if you're listening to this right now as a podcast, you know, you could watch the video and see how many times I spill my drink rather than just hearing it. You could see what this chicken cutlet sandwich looks like rather than just hearing me chew it into the microphone like a recording professional. You could buy those tickets from Dynasty Typewriter's website or 420.gabris.com. That's not for you guys. I mean, obviously, if you want to go home and you finally get to beat off to this for you real sickos, you can go home, rent it, watch it again, and be like, that's when I went up and grabbed the vape. That's when the 5 t-shirts hit me and I had to leave. Because my super specific fetish made me nut in my jeans. And with the big monster sperm we have, it comes ripping out your fucking button fly. What am I still talking about? This is the end of the show. I've said goodbye and thank you 6 times. This is how an Italian guy ends a podcast. All right, I love you. Goodbye. You know, kissing everyone on the way out. I'm coming to kiss all of you for real. Bye, shitheads!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come. Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone.
People are loving this movie.
It's actually, it's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow,
body blow, body blow, body blow.
Someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to like see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators. We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room here.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action, boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it!
Come on!
Do it now!